The Boise Little Theater's production of Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman runs through Saturday. The perennial favorite tells the story of a down-on-his-luck traveling salesman and his family's clumsy attempts at achieving the American dream. Joining us to talk about the Boise Little Theater and the allure of Death of a Salesman is the production's director, Frank Wright. Frank, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Tell me a little bit about Death of a Salesman and what makes it really hit home for people.
It's a great question. Death of a Salesman is probably the most iconic play that Arthur Miller wrote. And I think what appeals to people is that Arthur Miller has this wonderful ability of creating multi-layered characters that kind of slowly reveal themselves throughout the course of telling that story. And in the process of that, he holds this great mirror up for us to see ourselves. Mm. It's very self-revealing.
And that's probably what resonates with people.
Yeah, there's no question about it. It's a timeless story. I mean, it's the quest of the American dream. That's as timeless as mm-hmm. you can get in America today.
All right, so if you've been living under a rock and you don't know what Death of a Salesman is, give us a synopsis of the play.
Ah, that's almost impossible to do with a play as layered as this. But it really is the story of Willie Loman, a traveling salesman, as you say, who who has arrived at this deluded state of being aware that the American dream that he worked for his entire life has passed him by, that he wasn't able to achieve that, that how he held himself up to himself, to his family, and to society was not the truth. And the truth of his life is slowly revealed through the course of the story.
And he has, is it two sons?
Two sons.
And the relationship, talk about the relationship that he has with his sons.
Well, that varies because it goes back and forth. The story really is told through a series of flashbacks and current time. So he flashes back to these unrealistic moments, these reimagined, recreated moments in his past when he was bigger than life to his sons, and his sons were bigger than life to him, and his son was the football star that was going to be the next Red Grange of that era. And the fact that that didn't take place, that that wasn't real, overwhelms him as the play unfolds. So there's a closeness that becomes a great point of separation. So he becomes disappointed that his son didn't become this bigger-than-life hero that he wanted him to be because he wasn't a bigger-than-life hero himself.
So it's that idea of living vicariously through your child.
There's no question about it. Yes, absolutely.
And I'm going to butcher this, but there's a line in the play that I really appreciate, and it's about not needing to talk about your success, because when you're successful, you don't need to talk about it.
You don't need to talk about your success, and yet Willie is driven to talk about his success. I slayed them in New England. I killed them in Boston. I was the biggest success of all. When his friend is telling him, Charlie, his friend is telling him, everybody's coming back from New England. They can't sell a nickel for 3 cents. And you're breaking records.
Mm.
Right. It wasn't the truth, of course.
Of course. So why do people want to immerse themselves in such a sad story when they go to the theater? why do you think... we have talked about how popular it is, but you don't leave The Death of a Salesman feeling great.
No, you don't walk out whistling a happy tune.
No.
This isn't Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
This is
right?
not.
No, this is not that. I think it still resonates with people because they, as I said earlier, they see themselves, they revisit their version, and they get to recreate, as they said there, their version of the American dream. Are they living their life that way? What are they doing that resonates through these characters on stage? And what can they do now to make some changes and some adjustments? There are things that happen in Death of a Salesman that are as poignant today as they were then. Willie, a classic one is Willie believes in his heart that his success is a byproduct of being well-liked, that everybody's success is a byproduct of being well-liked, not just liked, but well-liked. And that theme is shared throughout the story. Today, from my observation, limited as though it may be, we are doing the same thing. Look at social media.
Yeah, how many likes do I have?
How many likes do I have? How many friends do I have on Facebook? How many people liked and shared it? How many Twitter followers do I have? How many friends do I have on Instagram? I am validated because of that. I am successful because of that. They see that. They get to re-experience that. They get to re-engage that. And they begin to leave the theater with questions. Not a happy tune, but questions.
And am I living my best life?
Am I living my best life? And if not, how, why not? And if not, how?
We're speaking with Frank Wright, director of the Boise Little Theater's production of Death of a Salesman. It runs through Saturday. We would always like to hear from you. You can chat with us via email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. You can tweet us, KBSX 91.5, or on our Facebook page at Boise State Public Radio. So what's interesting about this as well is that this play is not new. So how in the world do you write something like Arthur Miller wrote that resonates still today, especially with social media? That couldn't have even been in his realm of thinking when he wrote this.
Yeah, that's true. Arthur Miller, though, is famous among – there's a handful of playwrights that write in a way that's almost futuristic, that it's timeless. There's a timelessness about how they approach the story. He's telling his own story in a way. Arthur Miller was the son of an immigrant. Goes to college, begins writing plays, and becomes this bigger than life. He was a metaphor for the American dream.
Mm-hmm. Didn't he marry Marilyn Monroe?
Married Marilyn Monroe, Pulitzer Prize winning playwright. That's the American dream, and then some, right? That's supersized on a bag of chips. And so that theme of the American dream, he really embodied. He was metaphoric for him and his own life. And that shows up in a lot of the other things that he wrote throughout the course of his career.
Let's talk a little bit about the Boise Little Theater, because some people, if you live in Boise, you have driven by it. It's a little round theater. There's a lot of construction around it right now. Tell us about the theater, because it's community theater.
It is community theater, and obviously I have a passion for theater and a passion for community theater. Boise Little Theater is the oldest continuously running theater, community theater in Idaho, one of the older ones in the country. This is our 70th season. This is
really
70 years of bringing community theater. They started in 1948. The theater was out by Gowan Field. About 10 years in, they had a fire around 57, 58. There was a fire, burnt down. They spent a year as gypsies and vagabonds doing shows any place they could find, school auditoriums, empty theaters that wouldn't let them come in and do their plays.
This is true commitment.
This is commitment. This is loyalty. This is passion, right? The city granted them the property where we are now. They built the building. I wasn't there then.
You weren't born then.
I was born then. I just didn't do it then. We still have members of our theater and people on our board, our current board of directors, who were there to lay bricks to build that building in 1958 when we moved to our current location. That's amazing. That's history.
So very quickly, what's next for the Boise Little Theater?
Next coming up after this play, wonderful musical, Once Upon a Mattress. Opens on May 25th. A wonderful play, wonderful play. Everybody should come and see it.
But a couple more days for Death of a Salesman.
Four more shows. Please come and see. We have a few tickets left. I'd love to see it sell out.
All right. Thanks so much for talking with us today. Frank Wright is the director of Boise Little Theater's production of Death of a Salesman. We have linked their page, Boise Little Theater's page, to our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Frank, thanks so much for coming in again.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.